Hello and welcome to the Study Guide podcast for WJHE A-Level Religious Studies. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most challenging and fascinating topics in Component 3, Applied Ethics, specifically medical ethics. We'll be exploring the complex issues of abortion and euthanasia, equipping you with the knowledge and skills to tackle any exam question the WJX throws at you. In the next 10 minutes, we'll break down the core concepts, run through some essential exam tips, test your recall, and send you away ready to earn top marks. Let's get started. Right, let's lay the groundwork. The entire debate within medical ethics boils down to a fundamental clash between two big ideas, the sanctity of life and the quality of life. Examiners expect you to see this as the central tension. The sanctity of life principle, often rooted in religious thought, argues that life is sacred, intrinsically valuable, and a gift from God. The strong version, held by thinkers like Augustine in the Catholic Church, is absolutist. It's based on the concept of imago Dei, that humans are made in the image of God. This means all innocent life must be protected from conception to natural death. Pope John Paul II's encyclical Evangelium Vitae is a key text here, where he condemns the modern culture of death. On the other side, we have the quality of life argument. This perspective, championed by secular thinkers like Peter Singer, suggests that life is not intrinsically valuable in itself. What matters is its quality. Singer introduces the controversial concept of personhood.
To be a person, he argues, one must possess criteria like rationality and self-consciousness. A fetus or a patient in a persistent vegetative state, PVS, might not meet these criteria, and therefore, their right to life is not absolute. This is a cornerstone of his preference utilitarianism. Now, how do our three key ethical theories navigate this? First, natural law. For Aquinas, the primary precept to preserve life is paramount. This makes the theory absolutist on issues like euthanasia. However, it's not always that simple. Candidates who want top marks must discuss the doctrine of double effect. For example, giving a terminally ill patient pain-relieving drugs that might shorten their life is permissible because the intention is to relieve pain, a good act, not to kill, a bad act. The death is a foreseen but unintended consequence. Second, situation ethics. Joseph Fletcher would argue that fixed rules are inadequate. The most loving or agapic thing to do should be the guiding principle. This is a relativistic approach. For a candidate applying situation ethics, you must use the four working principles. For instance, pragmatism asks what will actually work, and personalism puts people, not principles, at the center of the decision. In a difficult case of euthanasia, a situation ethicist might argue that allowing a peaceful death is the most compassionate outcome. Finally, utilitarianism. A simple application of Bentham's hedonic calculus might weigh the pleasure and pain, but for A-level, you need to be more nuanced. Use preference utilitarianism. Singer argues we should aim to maximize the satisfaction of preferences for the greatest number. In the case of the Airedale NHS Trust versus Bland concerning the PVS patient, Tony Bland, Singer would argue that since Bland had no preferences to satisfy, withdrawing treatment was ethically justifiable. And don't forget the legal context. You must know the Abortion Act 1967, the Human Fertilization and Embryology Act 1990, and the Suicide Act 1961, which makes assisting a suicide illegal in the UK. Now, for the crucial bit, turning that knowledge into marks. Here are your examiner-approved tips and common mistakes to avoid. Exam tip 1, be precise with your terminology. Don't just say euthanasia. Is it voluntary, non-voluntary, or involuntary? Is it active or passive? Using this meta-ethical language correctly will immediately signal to the examiner that you are a high-level candidate. Common mistake 1, conflating legal and moral arguments. Many candidates write, assisted dying is illegal in the UK, so it is wrong.
This is poor analysis. Your job is to discuss whether it is ethically right or wrong according to the theories, regardless of its current legal status. Exam tip 2. When applying a theory, use its specific mechanics. For natural law, explicitly mention the primary precepts and the doctrine of double effect. For situation ethics, apply the four working principles. For utilitarianism, move beyond simple happiness and discuss preference utilitarianism. This shows you have a deep, not superficial, understanding. Common mistake. 2. Grouping all religious views together. Avoid saying Christians believe. A Catholic natural law perspective is vastly different from a liberal Protestant situation ethics view.
acknowledge this diversity to achieve a more sophisticated analysis. Okay, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. No pausing, just say the answer out loud. Ready? 1. What is the Latin term for being made in the image of God? Imago Dei. 2. Which thinker is most associated with preference utilitarianism? Peter Singer. 3. Which of Aquinas's primary precepts is most relevant to medical ethics? Preservation of life. 4. What legal case established the permissibility of withdrawing treatment from a PVS patient? Airedale NHS Trust v. Bland. 5. Which 1995 papal encyclical condemned the culture of death? Evangelium Vitae. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, make a note of the ones you missed for later review. So, to summarize, medical ethics is a battleground between the sanctity of life and the quality of life. To succeed, you must not only know the content of natural law, situation ethics, and utilitarianism, but also be able to apply them with precision to the dilemmas of abortion and euthanasia. Remember to use specific terminology, distinguish between legal and moral arguments, and always engage with the nuances of each theory. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening, and best of luck with your revision.